Following is an encore presentation of Music Heads. While we're on holiday break, though, we've still got a discussion going on our website that we'd love for you to chime in on. We've been talking about our favorite songs of the year, and if we haven't heard from you yet, we want to know what yours are. Go to thecurrent.org, look for Music Heads, then click on Join the Discussion. Hey, how are you? You found Music Heads, presented by 89.3 The Current from Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks for dropping by. This is a weekly chat where a couple of colleagues and I gather around and have a little fun discussing some of the new music we're playing on the station and to find out if it's working for us. I'm the host of the show, Bill DeVille. It's my pleasure to welcome today's guest. Our music director's in the house. It's Melanie Walker. Hi, Mel.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Nice to have you back.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
And our weekend afternoon host, Mac Wilson, is here as well. Hi, Mac.
It's good to be back, Bill.
All right. Shall we dive in? Kaiser Chiefs, formed in 1997, inspired heavily by Britpop bands like Blur. They hail from Leeds, England, and take their name from the South African soccer team of the same name. The group is fronted by the charismatic Ricky Wilson, who's known for his onstage pogoing, his tambourine and cowbell shaking, and for his ability to deliver an anthem-like chorus. Kaiser Chiefs released their debut Employment back in 2005. Their sound was inspired by the new wave and punk rock sounds of the late 70s. Employment went on to sell over 3 million copies worldwide. Not bad for this day and age. They were also nominated for that Mercury Prize. Their second album, Yours Truly Angry Mom, yielded a number one single in the UK with their song Ruby. And the new album is Off With Their Heads. Features more radio-ready anthems like this song called Good Days, Bad Days. Kaiser Chiefs, the new album is Off With Their Heads. Melanie, is this working for you?
Partially. Some of it does, and some of it doesn't. But I found, you know, for me, the Kaiser Chiefs have always been hit or miss. You know, like, I'll like a couple of tracks, and then some of them just aren't my thing so much. But, I mean, you can't help but not want to sing along and at least enjoy it a little bit, because it's pop anthems. I mean, they're so good at catching that hook and running with it. They've always got great choruses, and it's just fun. It's just like dude rock, you know? It's good time music. You can't take it too seriously. Their lyrics are usually really bad and kind of obnoxious, but you just kind of tune that out and just appreciate what it is. It's just great pop music.
Yeah, and you know what? You're gonna get one or two great singles on any Kaiser Chiefs album.
Exactly. And that was my favorite song, The Good Days, Bad Days. And that's the only song that I noticed kind of has Mark Ronson's, you know, signature on it a little bit. I was surprised that for producing this record, you didn't kind of hear him as much on it.
I don't think you hear him at all, really.
No, but you know, you listen to like Lily Allen.
Yeah, the
and you
quirks he has in his production, I don't really hear on this album at all.
No, not at all.
Mac, is this album working for you?
I agree with Melanie a lot about a lot of pieces of this one. They're good for, you know, one or two great songs. I thought back in the day, I Predict a Riot, that was just an excellent single, but nothing else have done has really been great. But I think one of the things that set Kaiser Chiefs apart that I actually respect them more, they've kind of carved out their own particular sound, love it or hate it, for better or for worse. What they've got with Ronson going, I'll be able to keep going back to that. I could easily see them making the same type of album and pulling it off, you know, for the next five or six albums.
I thought track number two, the other single, Never Miss a Beat, was quite good. And that features Mark Ronson's dear friend Lily Allen on that particular track. And that's one of those great radio-ready songs, I thought, too.
And you barely hear her.
She She's also on track number 9, which I thought was a pretty decent song, too. Yeah, Always Happens Like That.
Yeah, that's one of those that gets stuck in my head.
This album is, you know, there's a few other decent tracks, too, like track number 8, Half the Truth, which features a rap. Did you guys catch that by this fellow named Sway DeSafo?
Yeah, I think that was one of the tracks that I like so much, to be honest.
At least they're trying to do something new on a few of the songs. I thought that was kind of cool.
They did branch out a little bit on this album. I won't lie, so baby don't cry. The way I'm feeling right now, I'm feeling so high. I can't tell you the truth, baby, you know why. Cause everybody talks about me, I'm a known guy. I'll tell you half the truth. I have a question for you guys that I was thinking about. It's like, why are these guys famous? Why? Why are they so huge? What
because
is it?
Because they're from the UK, and these songs probably sound great in soccer stadiums. They're designed to be played very, very loud and have a lot of people singing along with them, and that's something that they pull off really well.
And the big choruses, which they're really good at.
It's like them and the Fratellis. Why are they so big? That's one of the reasons that people are buying the records.
Okay.
I think that that's it. That's my opinion.
Maybe it doesn't translate so much over here in the States.
Kaiser Chiefs and their album Off With Their Heads. You're listening to Music Heads from 89.3 The Current. Passion Pit is an electronic project put together by Michael Angelakos. Michael hails from Boston and originally made the recent Chunk of Change EP as a Valentine's Day present for his girlfriend. How sweet. MTV called them a band to watch. They've opened for Death Cab for Cutie. Come to think of it, they have a sound similar to the Death Cab offshoot Postal Service. There was a big buzz about them at the recent CMJ Festival in New York, as throngs showed up at the Annex to see their set, filling the venue to capacity. The new EP from Passion Pit is again called Chunk of Change, and apparently during their CMJ set, the crowd stormed the stage during this song called Sleepyhead. Passion Pit, the EP is called Chunk of Change. Mac Wilson, is it working for you?
It's working bits and pieces. You know, as you said, it's a Valentine's Day gift for his girlfriend. So if you read it on that way, a lot of these songs actually, you know, you can read the emotion into them. The first song on the EP, what's it called? I've Got Your Number.
I've Got Your Number.
But the chorus goes, you've got me crying tears like diamonds. That's just a classic synth pop lyric. But what drew me to these guys was the first time I played them on The Current, I had to read up more on them. And their press kit says that it's Randy Newman meets Giorgio Moroder.
What?
And I said, that's it. I'm sold. I totally need to hear what this is all about. I think of you mentioned the Postal Service. I think of a band like Her Space Holiday.
Sure,
if they drink like 6 cups of coffee.
But they're not as melancholy as Her Space
Holiday. No. They drink like 6 cups of coffee and you come up with something like this. It's Her Space Holiday on amphetamines. So
yeah.
There isn't a lot here. There isn't a lot to get overwhelmed by. That is, it's a nice small dose here. We might be tempted to saying, oh, I'm looking forward to seeing what their full-length album was. But since the album is dead...
Who says?
Mark.
I'll give you one guess, but I think that this is very nice, very promising. I don't know how much I'll listen to it on a regular basis, but it's certainly fun. It actually does sound like something one of a kind.
I couldn't shake the distorted vocals on that first track, I've Got Your Number, that you mentioned. I couldn't get past
and
that.
And on Sleepyhead, it's these
Munchkin-like vocals?
These Justin Timberlake-isms.
Melanie, is this album working for you?
I think it's interesting. I think that it interests me a little bit. I want to see more of what this guy can do. It sounds like a lot of other stuff that's happening right now and like... You know, this synth rock or whatever you call it.
Well, I've got to
movement.
I've got to mention something on those lines. I'm going to plagiarize a review that I read, and they said that the chorus on track 2, "Smile Upon Me," rips off LCD Sound System's "All My Friends."
Yeah.
And if you actually listen with that in mind, you can totally hear it.
Yeah. I mean, Cloud Cult's been doing stuff like this. You know,
only more even, organically.
Yeah, or you know, of Montreal. There's a lot of like, you know, post. There's a lot of people who have kind of done this thing. I don't think he's necessarily making music to kind of stand out and do something different. It sounds like he was just having fun making a present for his girlfriend, but it ended up surprising people. So he has an album coming out next year. I'm looking forward to hearing it. I think it's going to be something worth listening to.
I don't understand why it could be such a big deal at CMJ. I mean, like the second coming of the Beatles
the
or something.
The blogosphere, man.
Is that what
it's
it
like
is?
People start talking, and all of a sudden, you are God. Just because
to
everybody's
rush the
talking
stage
about
for,
you.
For music like this,
so
I don't
the
get
unfortunate
it.
Thing now is that when Passion Pit releases their full length next year, anything less than
exactly.
the second coming of
they're
Christ
gonna get the,
is going they're going to get trashed. They're going to be like they're
the
done.
Vampire Weekend. You know, yeah, whiplash. So hopefully that's not going
to
happen.
Clap your hands,
we'll
say yeah. Come
Let's
to
give
them
a break and just see what the future
exactly.
will bring.
Exactly. I'm just interested in seeing what they're doing. But I do love that song, Sleepyhead. It's so whimsical.
Yeah, it is kind of dreamy, isn't it?
Yeah, there's an innocence to his production. It's really endearing. I don't know. I'm interested in seeing what he's going to do.
It's Passion Pit, their Chunk of Change EP. You're listening to Music Heads, presented by 89.3 The Current from Minnesota Public Radio. The British band Wire first came on the scene at the height of London's punk explosion back in 1976. The group's main man is guitarist-vocalist Colin Newman, with Graham Lewis on bass and vocals. Guitarist Bruce Gilbert has since left the band, and Robert Gray on drums. They were pioneers in the punk and post-punk movements. Wire also made some legendary recordings along the way, including the seminal punk album Pink Flag back in 1977, and Chairs Missing in 78. Wire's been recording off and on for over 30 years. From the beginning, experimentation has always been part of the Wire playbook. They've used unorthodox song structures. They're one of the first bands to incorporate the synthesizer. The new Wire album is called Object 47. It's named for its being the 47th item in Wire's illustrious catalog. The album melds its early punk urgency with its more danceable sound of the late 80s. The album's lead track is called One of Us.
What happened to our plan? The one that we began. Are you and also ran? Finished inconsequential. Declining. Divining. One of us will live to rue the day we met each other. One of us will live to rue the day we met each other.
Wire, the new album is called Object 47. Melanie, is it working for you?
I love this album. I've always been a big Wire fan, but I think this is the most accessible record of their career. They've always been one of the most important art rock bands out there, but it's been hard for us music heads to pull them off on the radio sometimes. It's something you sit around in the basement and listen to together. Not everybody wants to hear it. Anytime, anywhere. So I'm really excited about this record. It's really, they seem re-energized. It's a really well put together record. Doesn't sound, you know, their age at all. 47th project. I wouldn't even guess that if I didn't know who they were. It's really fresh. It's really exciting. And it's very reminiscent of our time while still being themselves.
There's so many great things to mention about this record. One of the things I love is there's so many albums that you hear nowadays are just full of just high-end treble. Everything is treble and distorted. Mm-hmm. And this has just a fantastic low-end rumble. Did you hear the bass line on that last song we just listened to?
Oh, gosh, yeah. And I just think, too, the lyrics are so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, they've always been a little bit sarcastic, a little bit sour, but in a playful way, and they definitely carry that through.
And they're the only band I know that's ever toured where they played nothing but wildly eclectic new songs, and they had a cover band covering their old songs.
Didn't they have somebody come out as the opening act? Just played Pink Flag in its entirety with all the pauses in the songs intact like they were before. That's what I've read. That would be an awesome thing to see, whether it's Wire or their opening act.
Mac Wilson, is this album working for you?
Yeah, it really is. One of the strange things about it, actually, is it really doesn't sound like Wire all that much. What it reminds me a lot of is, my favorite band of all time, of course, New Order, what they've done in the 2000s with
Only
it,
Better
with
Crafted.
Favorite
songs.
Band of all time?
Yeah, but that's that's beside the point at this point. It sounds a lot like Get Ready and Waiting for the Siren's Call, both which maintained very, very high quality over the course of the album. Like I was saying about Kaiser Chiefs before, these songs actually do stick after a while. Songs like Mekon Headman and Are You Ready? After a couple of listens, they're there. They just kind of unfold gradually. gradually and you realize that they're almost modern day classics off the top of your head.
Agreed. And I like the one you mentioned there, Are You Ready? It's a kind of a mechanical dance tune. It almost has this Devo like quality. I thought it was, you know, for a band like Wire to sound a little bit like Devo, I thought it was interesting.
Same thing with track two, Circumspect. In typical Wire fashion, they do tool around with the structure a bit, kind of saving the chorus and the title line until the very, very end of the song, and then wrapping it up from there.
And, you know, another thing we haven't mentioned yet, this is a nice, tight little album. 9 songs at all and 35, 40 minutes of music.
I think in
rock
net,
solid.
In net runtime for this week's releases, this is probably the shortest amount of material we've ever covered on Music Heads, it might be.
Yeah, we got an EP.
EP and 2 35-minute albums.
Mm-hmm. And they close big, too, with that track All Fours.
Oh,
real
I love
punk rock
track.
Urgency on that song.
That was probably my second favorite track.
Yeah, it was way up there for me.
Let's just not forget that it's true. Wire, they are one of the great punk bands or any other bands of all time.
They're legends.
If you haven't tracked down those first 3 records that they made, those are absolutely essential.
Yeah.
And this is a worthy contribution to their catalog.
Hopefully there'll be an Object 100.
In this episode, we discuss Kaiser Chiefs, Off With Their Heads, the new Passion Pit EP, Chunk of Change, and Wire's new release, Object 47. I want to thank Melanie Walker.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
My pleasure. And Mac Wilson.
Thanks.
It's a wrap. It's been Music Heads. Thanks for checking it out. Subscribe to the podcast of the show by clicking on Music Heads when you go to thecurrent.org. The program is produced by Steve Seal. Michael Wells is the podcast production coordinator, and Julia Schrenkler manages the show's online discussion, which we want you to be a part of. Go to thecurrent.org and look for Music Heads, then follow the links to join the discussion. I'm Bill DeVille from 89.3 The Current, part of Minnesota Public Radio. Music Heads, is it working for you?